On the Grundy R5 coaching shows, we go ladies first. That's not the case with Misha, however, as districts begin tonight. Grundy R5 and District 14 up at Mercer. They flip-flop this every year, so there's no rhyme and reason for it other than the facts. It's just 2023, so the boys are playing tonight. Girls are playing tomorrow. We're going to start with the girls interview here with Coach Ty Stillwell. One game last week, I believe, for Grundy R5. It was Tri-County on Tuesday night, a 49-32 final in that one, victory for Grundy. Was there a game as well later in the week, Coach, that never happened due to Mother Nature and the ice from last week?
Yeah, we were supposed to play Meadville on Thursday, and it got postponed till Friday, and we tried playing on Friday, but once again, we were out of school, so we were unable to play it as well.
A little bit slick. So, it's one thing to have games called off. It's another thing that you want to get in the gym and at least practice. Have you been able to get in the gym with the girls much in the last 3-4 days and get some practices in?
We weren't. The girls did a little bit of stuff at home, and then we was able to get in this morning and get a good practice in. So we was at least able to get back in the gym before our game tomorrow.
And the girls play tomorrow. They're in the middle game against North Harrison at 7 o'clock. Have you seen North Harrison or have a scouting report on them for the game tomorrow, Coach?
I've watched a little bit of film on them. Obviously Aaron Long has been there for a long time. He's a great coach. They used to be in our conference a few years ago, so we're pretty familiar with them. We know that they're going to be coming ready to go, and so we just got to be ready to go and play our best basketball.
Your team has been peaking at the right time of the year. We always use that term. Are you playing your best when you get to district play? It certainly looks like, Coach, especially, you had that one loss to Tyne Avalon early in the Meadville tournament. Since that point, you even played Mercer real tough. You guys have been rolling. Was that kind of a breakthrough at the Meadville tournament, the way you finished that off with the way you've really surged from there?
I really feel like it was. I thought that was a game that I think we all looked back on and understood that that's a team that who's a good team, that what we got to play at a much higher caliber in order to win those games and give ourselves a chance to win. So since that game, I really think our girls have been locked in at the very beginning of games and just being ready to go and understanding that they're a good team. And when we play like we're a good team, we can play well.
It sounds like, too, sports is so much of a mental thing. You talk about playing better and playing better sometimes is a physical thing, but it sounds like much more the girls had to get over that mental up of saying, we can play with 95% of the people on our schedule. Now we got to go out there and prove it on a night-to-night basis. Did they kind of get over that hump?
They have. You think about last year, we only won 7 games, and the year before that, we only won 3. So that mental hump of understanding that, hey, we've made a lot of improvements over the years, and we can play at a high level with a lot of these high-level teams. So I think it took a while for us to really understand that, and once it did, things have clicked, and since then, we've had a lot of the players step up and play well in big-time games.
And you guys you're probably like a 4 seed about a month and a half ago, but with the way that you've ended the season with all these victories, you're all the way up to a 2 seed in this district tournament. How much confidence does that 2 next to the girls' name give them?
It's a big confidence. I think for them, it just shows how much work they put in the year. Other coaches recognize that they've improved so much since the start of the year and that they kind of earned this spot, so it's big for our girls.
Is there a point that you kind of look at it and say, okay, the girls have had a really nice season. They're really improved, and I think we're ready to make a run this week. But you still have the type of team where they can't just cruise. There are teams that are good enough that they just hit the floor and they're good enough to just cruise over people. I kind of feel like that the girls got to put on their hard hat, and if they're going to get victories, they got to work for it night in and night out.
Yeah, we definitely have to work for it night in and night out. This is such a strange team. Usually at Class 1, you have like one just overly dominant player when you're, a 1 or 2 seed. But, with our girls, we have 4 or 5 girls that can go get you 10 to 15 on any given night, depending on who's playing well and who's shooting well. So I think just the balance of what we have allows us to be a little different than a lot of people. So it also causes some problems that we don't have a said person that once things are going bad, we got to, hey, go get us a bucket. But so we don't really have that. But so we have to put on our hard hats and just come ready to go that way. If we have 4 girls that go against us 8 to 10, we're probably going to win that night.
Do you get a lot of your points, Coach, off your defense and creating steals and getting breakouts and fast break? Or have they got pretty good at kind of figuring things out here when you get stuck in a half court type of game?
We figured a lot out. I think the biggest game was Mercer. When we played Mercer, they they do such a good job of taking care of the ball, so we weren't able to get a whole lot of steals, and you know, we had to learn how to score in the half court against their good man-to-man defense. And I think that game right there was just a pivotal point for us, really, also the understanding that, you know, we don't have to force a steal and get a layup to score the ball. You know, we can play a half court game and still find ways to score it.
Yeah, Grundy is a 2 seed. Mercer is a 1. The only team to have a bye tomorrow night is Mercer. So we were talking about that with Coach Owens this morning. That should help Mercer in trying to get Maddie Fisher back on the floor. Mercer will not play until Thursday. Gilman City East Harrison Winter plays Mercer at 6 Thursday night. Grundy North Harrison Winter plays the Green City Tri-County Winter at 7:30. These games are up at Mercer. The Grundy are 5 boys. Just like the girls, they are a number 2 seed. If you're familiar with the district, you know who the 1 is. It's a really good Green City team that Grundy's pretty familiar with. We will talk about the Panthers boys game up at Mercer with Coach Stillwell coming up next.